It's taken 30 years, thousands of people campaigning, petitioning and protesting from the treetops, but it's finally done. In January this year, the Australian government nominated 170,000 hectares of Tasmanian forest for World Heritage listing. And yesterday, it was approved. The new protected area is now part of Tasmania's 1.5 million hectares of World Heritage Area. Environmental campaigners state that these old-growth forests are imperative to be left alone, especially as they're home to some of the world's tallest and oldest trees. Zoe Ferguson looked into yesterday's significant event.
Well, look, this is a fabulous decision that's been a long time coming. Thousands of people have toiled for many, many hours working to protect these forests, whether it's through advocacy or protest, negotiation. So this really does bring an end to conflict over World Heritage forests along the boundary of the existing World Heritage Area.
Campaigns to protect the Styx, Florentine and Great Western Tears have been underway for decades. Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society reflects on why it has taken so long to protect them.
Well, look, forests in Tasmania and the forest debate has always been highly political. It's been a very complex political, of economic and of environmental and social issues. So it's taken a long time. There's been many politically imposed solutions that have never been solutions at all. This is the first time we've had a negotiation between environment groups and industry that's been based around dialogue, around collaboration, around ultimately compromise and consensus.
Visit the tree that I lived in for 449 days and to stand under that tree and in that forest and know that if I hadn't have been there and went up that tree, that area would actually have been a clear fell in December 2011.
That's Miranda Gibson. She lived in a tree in Tasmania's Styx Valley for over a year. She was protesting until a bushfire brought her down earlier this year.
And the feeling today of standing and knowing that that forest is now protected as World Heritage is an absolutely inspiring and incredible experience.
Tell me about what the forest looks like and what it's like to be in it.
Well, from the top of the observatory, I looked out across the Tiana Valley, which is an absolutely spectacular valley of old growth forest. And it was an incredible experience to witness it day in and day out, the way it changed over the four seasons. I was up there for over a year, and seeing the forest in the different lights of the different seasons was really beautiful. And seeing the different birds that came to visit me every day, including an experience of watching an endangered species such as the wedge-tailed eagle flying above the tree, was absolutely amazing.
Philip Pullinger from Environment Tasmania is happy about this breakthrough, but doesn't want us to lose sight of the rest of the national treasures to be protected.
So it is a huge breakthrough, but it will be important over the next 18 months for the remainder of the forest that are promised to be protected under the agreement. There are places like the Blue Tier in the North East Highlands, the Tarkine Rainforest, Wielangta and Burney Island and other very special places. The legislation that passed in Tasmania sets out the framework for those areas to be formally reserved, but it will take time before they're actually formally and finally gazetted under the way that the Forest Agreement is set up.
Well, it's a great win to get the World Heritage extension of 170,000 hectares. Obviously, it's not everything that needs to be done in Tasmania for conservation. We've actually got hundreds of thousands of verified high conservation value forests that has not been protected through this process. And it's critical that those forests are protected as well under national parks and other reserve systems. The fight's far from over, and I'll definitely be continuing my campaign to protect all of these forests as well.
Activist Miranda Gibson ending Zoe Ferguson's report.